Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 64. Curly cousin, it is 46 at the T-Mobile Center.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this International Dance Day?
Toe.
What's your go-to move? Little salsa. You move them little hips.
What's this joint right here?
I don't know what that's like.
That West Coast.
I
kind of go to that a little
right,
bit.
Let me see you do it. I got you.
Yeah, I need to stop. I need something new. Astra Garner, man. She's the CEO of the Wyandotte and Johnson County CASA. We're going to be talking about foster kids and how important they are to our community. Going to try and get them some help.
Love that. You know, we got your 7-Eleven roll call, so make sure you tap in for that. TMG goes down into 23's, jam-packed on that. Alicia Keys gets candid on the gender gap in the music business. And some of our favorites made the New York Times 30 Greatest Songwriters list.
Can't wait to debate that one. I'm going to get you ready. Come on. Hum it out. Come on. Hum it out. Hum it out. Hum it
out. Your chance to do it all.
By paying attention and noticing patterns, you can sometimes accurately extrapolate the future from the past. Just keep in mind that it doesn't always work. Much of what happens in the world is fairly predictable, yet life certainly has a large number of surprises as well. Assumptions solidly based on experience and wisdom can be highly useful. They can also be decidedly wrong. Be careful not to reject something or someone out of hand based solely on your assumptions. Be aware, be vigilant, and also be open to having your assumptions challenged. No matter how much life you've experienced, there are treasures you didn't know there were there and threats you never considered. Don't let all your good knowledge prevent you from gaining even more. Keep yourself open to exploring what's available, especially if it challenges your assumptions. There are always plenty of great discoveries waiting to be made. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 64. Currently, it's 42 at the T-Mobile Center. The baby. While he was at an Apple Music interview, he was asked if he believes that he is as talented as the big three.
And I know a lot of people say they're the best, but like, you know, I said like I'm the best rapper. Like, I've been saying it. I really mean it. Like, I don't want it to come off like the cliche thing with, well, you should feel like you're the best too. Like, I feel like a lot of people say that, but they're not at that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I have the ability to, you know, go anywhere musically.
Hey, yo, I'm going to tell you like this. Have you heard his Just Incredible freestyles with the LA Leakers on the West Coast?
I don't know the name of it, but I don't know the name of his freestyle, but I have seen the LA Leakers. But he's done several of those.
Boy, look, hey, when he rhymes, when he actually getting his his bag, mm-hmm. oh, he's a dangerous fella. Yeah, he really rap. Is. Nah, he can.
Absolutely.
Like the youngins say, I'm going to say, he can rap his ass off. He really can, though. Like, it's just, yeah, you know, can. He's let certain things get in the way. But I respect his MCing capabilities yeah. for sure.
And I'll throw this in there, too. A Juvenile mentioned this back when he was making certain hit songs where when people make little gimmicky, fun songs like this, people don't take them as serious.
Yep.
Because unless
Facts.
You're, like, super conscious, like K-Dot, sometimes people be like, he ain't talking about nothing.
That's me.
But he can really rap, but he's giving the people what he wants.
He was wearing a diaper, and I didn't take him serious at that point.
Exactly. I understand. And that's how yeah. he started his career, so you never right. took him seriously.
Yeah, but when he started doing those freestyles, and I was like, oh. Oh, my, I respect your
not
game.
You was listening to okay. the music over the beat.
I was listening to both of them.
Both of
How
them.
How about that?
Well, lyrics are powerful. Mariah Carey speaks on making the New York Times 30 greatest songwriters list, but it sounds like she still has a hard time giving herself flowers.
I've said it many times. I'm a singer-songwriter from the very beginning of my career. But it's still hard for me to say, yeah, I think I'm so good at songwriting. It's really hard for me to do that. See, if I said something like that, that would make me sound arrogant and I don't want.
Now, Mariah's an icon. She is, she got so many hits, big hits under her belt. So
yeah. Well, congratulations to her for making that New York Times list. Also, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, Babyface are also named on that heavy hitters list. But coming in at number one is Nile Rodgers, also the co-founder of Chic. He's written La Freak and We Are Family and so many more hits. So congratulations to him on that.
Make my wish come true.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
The Merriam City Council voted unanimously Monday night to approve extended alcohol sales during the 2026 FIFA World Cup D, allowing bars and restaurants to serve drinks for nearly the entire day.
Uh-oh.
The resolution allows alcohol service for 23 hours a day from 6 a.m. to 5 a.m. Lord have mercy, between June 11th and July 19th. Now, city officials said the measure could benefit up to 18 local businesses, primarily bars over there in the Merriam area. But Missouri lawmakers passed this legislation last year, giving municipalities the option to extend alcohol services, mm-hmm. service hours during the World Cup. And Kansas enacted a similar law earlier this month, allowing Merriam to opt in. So Leawood, Prairie Village, Lenexa, Overland Park, and Olathe, they have yet to opt in yet. And we'll see if they do. I'm pretty sure when they see the dollars flowing.
Oh, yeah.
From bar to bar.
That's going to be so interesting.
on many levels, because I don't know if we can handle that as a...
What you mean, we?
Just having, like, okay, so a teenager, giving a car to a teenager when they're 17, mm-hmm. you know, you give them the keys, like, hey, you know, go out, take it for a spin. Mm-hmm. I trust you. I think you're okay. Mm-hmm. I raised you enough. Mm-hmm. Some 10, 17-year-olds, they might wild out in those situations, right. D. And I feel like with this freedom, this newly found freedom that we're going to have, I don't know if some people going to be able mm-hmm. to control themselves and contain themselves. Yeah. So I say that to say they know this, too, and they're thinking about this, too, y'all. The police departments around here, yep. Merriam Police Department, Leawood Police Department.
They going to make sure they holding everybody accountable.
Please. Yeah.
As they should.
Yeah. So... y'all be careful with that.
Yeah, don't do too much because you still got to go up and go to work the next day. That's the thing. We still got to work. Yeah, everybody still just because the FIFA World Cup is happening does not mean people don't have to work. So I don't think that the regular Kansas City folk going to be really doing all of that.
Please.
We're going to see. I can't wait to see, though. I'm excited.
Lord have mercy.
That's, yeah, okay.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams. You already know, man. We got the hottest summer concerts. But look, this time, cousin, you picked the show. From the Wu-Tang Clan to Neo and Akon, MGK with Wiz Khalifa, or the Pussycat Dolls with Lil Kim and Maya. I feel so bad saying
it. Yeah, you be kind of like, I be hearing it.
I don't. You stop. Trying to, don't do that.
It's like when somebody run over a word real quick. Like when you don't know somebody's name, but you know how it sound, you just be like, Timothy.
I'll get to that in a second. Yo, it's a summer of live pick a show winning week. Fueled by Live Nation and Hot 103 Jams. That's
and so Lil' Kim and Maya are coming with who?
The Pussycat Dolls. Oh. Stop, don't do that.
It just
you be a little scared in there. You gotta be confident in the whole word.
I got a reason. That's like.
Bail out in the middle of the word. What's the worst part to bail out at?
Do you have a word that you just cannot be called?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I get it, and that's one of them words.
Don't call me that. Like I have.
Yeah, I get that.
Like don't. That is ooh wee.
You want to see him turn into Leo, a real true Leo? That'll do it.
Missouri's attorney general is suing Dollar General, y'all, accusing the discount chain of charging customers more at the register than the price listed on store shelves. Mm. How many times you done been through this? Now, the lawsuit filed in 2023, and this is by former attorney general Andrew Bailey, alleges deceptive pricing practices at Dollar General stores across Missouri, across the whole state. So with current attorney general Catherine Hanaway now leading the office. The case is set for trial late July of this year.
Good.
How they?
What?
I'm trying to figure out how they're going to prove this in court, or how they're going to.
I'm sure they probably have it listed. The listed price is not, because I've taken pictures of prices before. Like at where it's actually on the shelves, and then went up there just to triple check, and then they be, you know, make sure it's the same price as, because you can't be listing the different price and I take it to the register and now it's $15 more.
They said on a year-to-year basis, you're talking probably tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Missourians that have been affected by it.
And that's a lot of lying. They need to pay us some money. I don't know what type of payout this could be if they do find them guilty, but... We all done shopped at Dollar General in the last year at least once. So, send me my money.
You ain't lying, bro.
So one time, have you ever been in a desperate situation with deodorant? Oh, I was in a bad spot last summer one time, bro.
You just need to run in and get something real quick.
I bet
a lot of people saying he ain't lying.
I had to go in, boy. I had to go up.
So
in
I
there.
Always keep one in the car at this point. But I get that.
I bought like three of them.
Oh, yeah. So, just the CYA.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, and the price that it was said on the shelves was probably not the price you paid at the register, but you were so, you know, in a bind.
Didn't give a damn at all.
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee, St. Louis' own St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you for that. And shout out to all the cousins who's tapping in on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and on Twitch at Hot 103 Jams. Thank you for checking out me and D in the studio in here acting a fool. And shout out to all our old school players who's tapping in on the highway the old school way. You driving down Bruce R. Watkins, man, we love and appreciate you so much, but make sure you make it to work on time. You ain't gonna get written up. Don't worry about that. Are you traveling out there in Lee's Summit? Man, look, slow down. Be cool. Be careful, man. Please. Out there on 291. Hey, yo, wherever you are, however you listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning, thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shout out,
it's time for that 7-Eleven roll call only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out, we got to start on the Facebook side, going down in the comments. Kiara Jenkins, hey cousin, Michael Pounds, Stacy Davis, Marcus Hearn, Coachella Sims, hey cousin, I like that name, that's something different. Rashonda Clark, Jennifer Rose, and also SK Cuts and Carver Harris, always in the comments. We appreciate y'all tapping in with us. Now that Hustle and Shine text line that's been thumping. Big love to Carmen Nard. She said, good morning, cousins. We made it to Wednesday. Just a couple more days to go, but we got this. I'm with you when you're right. Also, big love and have an amazing day at school to Jameer, Nova, Messiah, Kenyon. Now, they knocked out that map test. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. So, congratulations to all our youngins out there that got that done. Big love to Daniel Vett, and shout out to his gig. Shout out to Fleet Ridge Elementary as they continue their map testing. Go Judah Bullock and Miss Whitmore's third grade class. Shout out to the Sorrells family, Anastasia Jackson, what it do? Shout out to one of our cousins hitting us up from the 816, and shout out to 103. Y'all need to be nationwide. You hear me? Nationwide is on your side. Good morning to Brianna.
Syndication checks coming.
Look, we trying to tell you. sending some emails right now. Anthony Drode, Ed G Class, the Kirkwood and Solomon family as well. Kristen Jennings. Appreciate all of our cousins, Rich Harris, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 63. Currently, it is 46 at Hogan Prep. Jay-Z says, artists trying to make young music when you're not young, you might fall into this category.
But if you're trying to make young music and you're not, you know, you're not young, it's going to be inauthentic and people can feel that. You can smell it. So the best thing that anyone can do, like going through music, is to tell a story.
No lies told. Matter of fact, I'll take it a step further. Mm-hmm. You look silly. You just seriously.
And I wouldn't even say you fully look silly if you don't match it and it don't seem like your real lifestyle. That's the thing. I wouldn't even say an age thing. If you're not really living it, sometimes it kind of is like, what you talking about? This doesn't sound on point.
Yeah, Unk, stop doing the boo challenge, man.
No, that's for real. Other news, rapper Slim Thug, he drops his 2 cents or three on Megan Thee Stallion's breakup with Klay Thompson.
Here we go with this.
I hate to see that. I'm not never rooting for that. That's why I can't be in that situation, because if you get in a situation like that, look what happens when it don't work out. How many times have I came on here and say, nah, I don't want that because I don't want to get mad because they so that's why I just don't never sign up. So now you understand where I be coming from when I say what I say, right?
We don't care what you say. That's the problem. Why do we... Y'all, everybody's commentary ain't needed on everything, dog.
Slim Thug, I mean, at least the man is consistent. He been talking about Megan Thee Stallion yearning for her for this long, and now he still just is like, I hate to see that, but this is why I don't date.
It's giving lame.
I mean, it's been giving that. We
stop talking
that.
So much.
Right. Stop talking so much to Slim Thug.
Stop talking so much to the police.
Him and that Instagram Live.
This is brand new middle school. We are Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Duh. I had to, you know, go get one of my homies from one of the best universities in the world, Northwest Missouri State University, where only the best come from.
Oh, that's where that check was from? They paid you that?
Don't do that. Astra Gardner, she's the CEO of the Kansas CASA, the Johnson and Wyandotte counties, and April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Astra, good morning. Thank you for coming on Hustle and Shine in the morning. How you feeling?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Now, CASA is short for Court Appointed Special Advocates. They're community volunteers. Could you explain some of the programs and some of the services that CASA has?
Right. So when we have children come into foster care, that is ordered by a judge, and a judge will also appoint an advocate for them. And so what CASA does is we go and we recruit community volunteers. So you could be a CASA advocate. Shay could be a CASA advocate. We have booths, we have social media drives, all sorts of things to bring people into informationals to tell them about what we do. We have a 36-hour training program before our volunteers ever see a child that kind of takes them through what their expectations are. We talk about trauma and children and advocacy and all of those things. And then a judge swears our advocates in. And when a child is appointed an advocate, then our staff sit down with that advocate and kind of go through the cases that we have that are pending and say, based on what I know about you and what your interests are and your background, you know, here's a family of two boys, or here's, you know, this one little girl who's three, or they just kind of give you some background on the child. And so that advocate is able to say, I want to sign up to support this child in their foster care journey.
Now, how common is it in foster care for our youth to really have no sense of consistency or just no true home?
No, that's super consistent, unfortunately. You know, it's a very fluid process. And so, like I was sharing earlier, like, been in the same house 10 years. So when I go home, my kids know what that is. Mm-hmm. But in foster care, unfortunately, sometimes they do. You get lucky and you get a foster family and they mesh well and they're able to stay there. But sometimes children do what we call disrupt. So maybe they don't like it there for some reason. Sometimes not so great things happen in foster mm-hmm. homes. And so then they move, and then they move again. Or, you know, unfortunately, we don't have nice suitcase cases for all of the kids. So sometimes they move with trash bags. Mm-hmm. That's the way we move. We put all our stuff in a trash bag and go. Somebody's going to come and get me and drop me off. I don't know where I'm going, to another foster home, maybe a placement, maybe a residential mm-hmm. facility. But It's a very fluid process, unfortunately. So it's hard to get attached to people, places, or things.
Mm. We're talking about the programs and everything they got going on at CASA. And the CEO for the Kansas side, Johnson and Wyandotte Counties, Astra Gardner, she's in the building up Hustling and Shining. And CASA, court-appointed special advocates, community volunteers, they stand up and speak out to help abused and neglected children. And Astra, I often think about people in your position and what it takes to actually do your job. Like, what emotional toll does it take for you to kind of like take all of this in and approach your job in the best way possible?
You know, I have good experience with that. I'm trained as a mental health therapist, and all of my work clinically was with children. So I've heard the worst of the worst stories. And honestly, I just go into it. You pray a lot, and you go into it from a space of I'm trying to be helpful. You know, these children have already experienced some of the worst things that I in my life as an adult haven't experienced. And so I just have to come in and be the answer, be the support that they need to make it through this tough time.
With being that support, what have been some maybe of those positive impacts that a CASA advocate has placed on some of our youth in the community?
No, I think absolutely. Like when an advocate is assigned to a child, that might be a year, 2 years, 3 years, like however long their case is. Mm-hmm. But when they choose to maintain contact after that, when I hear stories of advocates saying, like, you know, this child that I've worked with that is now an adult and has their own family is inviting me over to celebrate mm-hmm. holidays with them.
I love
you know,
that.
I hope to dance with them at their wedding. I hope they're at my funeral. I think mm-hmm. those are the stories that, mm-hmm. you know, really are the success is the longevity of the relationships that people are choosing to be in when our families and our parents have not been able to be there as consistently as we would have hoped.
Mm-hmm. What kind of programs do you all offer at CASA in Kansas?
So we have three programs. So we have our, you know, just court advocate program. And then we also have a program for teens specifically because we want to support them with the resources they need as they age out of the system. And then we also have a divorce custody program. So in Kansas, if, you know, a child is not necessarily in foster care, but their parents are divorcing and they need assistance in identifying plans for the children, then a judge can appoint a CASA advocate in that case as well.
Now, if there are adults that are interested in being an advocate, what channels should they go to reach out to you all?
They should go to our website, casajwc.org. We would love to hear from them. And you don't also always have to be an advocate. We need more advocates, but we also need non-advocate volunteers as well to help us with fundraisers and events and spreading the word and different things like that. So there's roles for everyone.
Wow, this is special, man, because I'm just thinking about the people who I know who've been through the foster care system mm-hmm. and how it vastly affects how they grew up and how they perceive life. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that, man, everybody, and my message to kids all the time, every time me and Dee, we go talk to kids in schools, everything, everybody has a purpose. We are all born with a light. We have to let it shine. Matthew 5:16, let your light shine. And I just know that this program with CASA is reinforcing kids' purpose and the thing that they're supposed to be doing in this life, because God gives us all the gift that we're supposed to help each other with. So I appreciate CASA for all the work that you all do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be a thankless job, but it's something that is direly needed for these kids who have nobody, literally,
absolutely,
to advocate for them,
yeah,
especially in the court system. Astra, thank you so much for Mrs. Gardner. My bad. Hold on. Let me get you your respect, Miss CEO.
Flowers.
That's right. Mrs. Astra Gardner, thank you so much. An esteemed graduate, by the way, of the best university.
Esteemed. You went to UMKC?
No. Northwest Missouri State.
Oh, well. So I got my master's degree from UMKC.
Okay, and that master's, period. let's talk about it.
Okay, well, it's a good mix of all of us.
That's a beautiful thing.
UMKC representing, Northwest Missouri State representing.
Best of both worlds.
Astra Gardner, thank you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine.
Thanks for having me.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's phrase is touch grass.
Okay, we like that.
B, have you ever heard anybody say that?
Yeah. What context?
So the context is when someone says you need to go touch grass, That typically means that, of course, you need to go outside.
You need to go smoke?
No. No, you need. Okay. No. Settle down now.
Put that
lighter back in your pocket. It's touch grass is like a reality check. Like, you just need to go out and you need to touch grass. Like, you need to realize that you have a false sense of whatever it is, and you need to go outside and go do something.
Ow.
So maybe sometimes we get so wrapped up in things online and these false narratives that people say. It's like, if you do this, you do that, nobody's going to date you. If you do this, like, relax. This is the internet. Go outside and touch grass.
That's going to be fun.
Okay.
It's just that person that just might have that moment where they're just making no sense of
delusion.
Things. Delusion is taking a hold of you, and you need to go outside and touch grass, bro.
Okay, so some of the comments that I've been seeing about Megan Thee Stallion and Clay, some of these people,
yes,
they need to go outside and touch grass.
Slow Thug needs to get out that car and stop making videos and go touch some grass.
Yeah, baby.
So yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe you know, it could be anything, but people use it in a sense of, you know, you just have a false sense of reality right now. And typically it's more so when people are chronically online reading comments and thinking that Twitter is real life.
Okay.
And it's not. So
it sure in the hell ain't.
If your boss has unrealistic expectations on you and just is saying a bunch of different things.
Sounds personal now.
All right. And a boom and a
boom. You going through something?
You trying to put me in overtime, huh?
You're working overtime today, aren't you?
I'm not.
No? Oh, I'm not.
I said what I said.
Sounds like Lady T finna be doing some time.
Late T.
Throw that in the bag.
If you tell her 30 minutes, she'll be here in an hour and 30.
Yikes. Shout out to Lady T. Always hold it down. That's hello. She be holding it down. That's the what's the word.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 63. Currently, it is 51 at the Jackson County Courthouse.
Mm.
Singer and songwriter Alicia Keys is speaking candidly about inequality in the music industry. Now, she's been around for decades now, but in a recent interview with The Times, as she speaks about the business, and she said, quote, "It's a good old boys network," pointing out that women make up about 2% of producers and engineers, and also added, quote, "It's one thing when you're banging on a door to be let in. It's another thing when someone opens the door and says, come in and join me," end quote. So,
sounds familiar. Sounds like NFL ownership. It sounds like some DJ situations here in Kansas City. Whenever there's a influx of white folks in a certain business structure or whatever, it's hard for us to get in sometimes.
And she's speaking from a women's perspective, but yes.
Yeah, no. And
it's the same thing
and that's a different dynamic too. That's a different dynamic too, because I can't even speak on that for real. Because that's a totally different thing when you could get excluded or, you know, accidentally discriminated against because, you know, you're a woman.
Accidentally?
Well, no. That's why I put up the finger quotes.
Oh, my bad. I missed that. Yeah.
The cousins didn't see the finger quotes. My bad, y'all. Accidentally discriminated against.
Yeah. It's inequality in so many different industries, on so many different ends, whether it's race, whether it's your sexual preference. It's so much of that. So continue to push through and do your thing and be in your bag regardless of what you see is you know, actually going on. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Look at you in your oil bag.
My who bag?
Oil. Got that oil on you, dog.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands.
You silly.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those devoted, artistic, and a little controlling Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over happy birthday to actor, screenwriter, producer, and director, and a member of the Wayans family. Happy birthday to Damian Wayans. A big happy birthday to singer, actress, and author, and one-third of SWV. Happy birthday to Tyler. A happy heavenly birthday to composer, pianist, and leader of a jazz orchestra. Happy heavenly birthday to Duke Ellington. A major shout out and a happy birthday to rapper, actor, record exec, businessman, philanthropist, and former NBA player. This man did it all. The founder of No Limit Records, happy birthday to Master P. And last but not least, saving the best for last, a major shout out to Grammy Award winning singer, radio host, and one of the best gospel artists of all time, one half of Mary Mary, happy birthday to Erica Campbell.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Candace Williams, Shell Bagby, and Kelsey Kimball. Sending birthday love to Delano Anthony, Samson Burrow, and Tay Pretty. Happy birthday, Coco Harrison, Fisher Shamara, and everybody else born on April 29th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Regina.
Hey, Regina.
My favorite cousin.
Yay. What you got going on, Regina?
Cooking at Jack Stack's.
Oh, okay.
I forgot you over there.
You
want to
put your order in, D, right now, D?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get the two-me combo? Pause.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Okay, we're going to stop messing with you. What flavor air fresh you got in your car?
The Hawaiian.
Okay, Hawaiian.
Very nice.
That's cool. All right, Regina, we got two tickets to go see Lela James on May 1st at the Madrid Theater. We want to hook you up, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
I'm going to try.
Every day I want to pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything that I need to know.
If only I could find you.
Like a real sounds of bouncing stone. Like the snow coming down in June.
Yeah.
Like a wedding without a groom.
I'm missing you.
You didn't BS your way to the second part of the verse so you can get through. I got you, cousin.
I do it too.
I did that.
We all guilty. Regina, you getting those two tickets to go see Lela James. Who's going to take with you?
Probably my brother.
Have fun.
All right, Regina, tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine, y'all already know.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
We are at the conclusion of Poetry Month, and according to Nottingham Trent University, studies show that writing, reading, and sharing poetry can help people cope with feeling isolated and reduce feelings of depression and anxiety. Two poets that were popular and brought life to poetry were Maya Angelou and Tupac Shakur. Maya Angelou was able to heal and help others heal from emotional pain through her relatable words, such as, "I know why the caged bird sings," releasing every person feeling caged by negative thoughts and feelings. Tupac Shakur used some of his lyrical expressions to communicate injustices and to encourage respect among mankind, especially women. Poetry can be a beautiful outlet and safe space to heal emotionally. So if you're feeling like you're stuck on planet Mars, express or find your poetic tune that will release you from feeling behind caged bars. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.